This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have, of course, heard by now of the death of Queen Elizabeth II today, and while there has been no shortage of coverage, as is right, we wanted to take just a minute here to talk about this moment in the British economy and what the Queen's passing represents over there. And for that, we've gotten Marketplace's Stephen Beard on the phone. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
As I said in the introduction here, Stephen, this comes at a turbulent time for the United Kingdom. Inflation, new prime minister, great uncertainty, which the Queen was the very antithesis of, right? She was stability and consistency and all of those things.
Very much so. A symbol of stability, a very decent, steady, dutiful, and unpretentious person. Who had absolutely no enemies in the UK. And this death was not entirely unexpected. She'd been in poor health for some months, but it's a very sobering and a sad moment. She's been a part of everyone's life here for so long, just 70 years on the throne, Britain's longest reigning monarch. So not a totally unexpected event, but nevertheless, quite a deep psychological blow to Britain at the moment.
Well, so on that last point about the psychology of the British public, I was listening to a BBC podcast the other day, and not to make an awkward turn to the marketplace part of this, but with inflation, with gas prices, with colder winter coming on, the word that kept coming up on this BBC podcast was fear. There is fear now about the economy and what people are going to do. This will be a moment now of a change in national mood as they mourn the Queen and try to get through it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she died, although at the age of 96, too soon. There is, as you say, a mood of tremendous anxiety and fear with inflation spiraling out of control. One forecast suggests it might be as high as 22% in the UK in January. A new government taking over. It's time of tremendous uncertainty and instability, a time when, boy, we certainly could do with Queen Elizabeth II's calming influence.
Stephen Beard, who covers all things European and, in this case, British for us. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Kai.